We are continuing Daf Resh Lamed Gimel. Shara Betuchel. Middle of the page. Chem Baale Amalocha Ve'Aschoira. Craftsmen. Aschoira merchants. Aschirus. And those who let themselves being hired. Metzuvim. So those people who the destiny brings them to become either workers, craftsmen, merchants, storekeepers, or they're being hired to work, all of them mitzuvim lochazer al ateref, they're all commanded to go after their bread. Ibiyoda Rishusa, in his own choice, Mishi orev boi le'odam, imashlim oiloi, but not in the hands of Hashem, and it's in the choice of Hashem. And he promises to the man, and he's responsible for the man. And he's fulfilling for the man. His parnosa is food. The Eze Sibbe Shiyetze, according to the way Hashem wants. In other words, which way the food should come into the man's house is depending on the way Hashem wants it to come in. Some people Hashem wants to come through work, some to craftsmen, some to merchants. But Ali Achshoif, never should a man think of Sibbe, that this Ishtadlus, his efforts, Toyeleyu, will benefit him, Oitazekeyu. Or the opposite, it's going to damage him, or anything. The Sibbe, what he's doing is not benefiting, is not damaging, regardless what he will do, he will still end up getting what Hashem wants to give him. However, still Hashem wants him to give him according to this Ishtalos, what he's doing. If he makes Panosa, he gets his Panosa according to these styles which he's doing, is successful. Royal, it's appropriate for him. Shlo yiftach al hasibah. He should not rely on this what he is doing. Yismach boy should be happy with it. Yoisil arzbo should try to do more. Yatali boy should bend his heart to see successful. To certain areas, shouldn't think, I'm in love with my business. I should do more. If I do more, I will be more successful. Because ki echlash bitchoy nevelakov. Because this way is going to weaken his reliance on Hashem's Burach. It's not appropriate he should think he's a Leno that is going to benefit him. He shouldn't think that this Shtadlos will benefit him more than he thought before as he relied on Hashem. He shouldn't be happy if the business is chasing him. In other words, somebody has a good season, somebody has a good day, he shouldn't be happy with it. Because you say, this business is a good business, I'm happy, I made a switch. Goes into a new business, a new thing. And this new thing is really, in no time, he's making a lot of money. He's falling in love with this trade, goes into real estate, whatever, in the bond business, in anything. And there's a windfall. He says, Alismach Bidovka boy. Don't be happy. I get that. Gewaldig, this has been such a blessed business. It's a boovel of everything. It's a boovel of everything. You should thank a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Roshel Atrifoy, which he gave him the Panosa. Achar Yegiyoso, after he struggled, for the summer more of a Tocholik, he didn't let him struggle for nothing. He needs to say, when a man goes into a certain area, to a certain business, and a Kodesh Baruch Hu helped him, he should be happy to thank Hashem that he didn't let me struggle for nothing. But no way should he thank for the fact that he was into that, he was smart enough, he went into the business, the right season, the right time, the right place. No way. Moshe Neymar, the Pesuk says, Yagia ka'pecho kisoichal, you're going to eat the fruit of this of your heart, of your hand, Ashecho v'tevach is going to be good for you. One of the Hasidim said, usually it's known cloud principle, and the Chovei Savola says, Omar Echad ben HaChassidim was on himself. He called himself a Chassid, the son of Chassidus, the Sefer Chovei Savola. So said one of the Chassidim, which is him, Ani Tomea, I wonder, somebody gives something for his friend, Masha Gozar Loi, Etzla Boire, he gives something for his friend, which actually Kosh Bochu the key to give. Achir Kachiaskil at Tavosa Olaf boy, he will remind the listener, you know, did you disturb the Vakash Lahoides Olaf, and please thank me for that. I wonder if this person who demands thanks if you do something good for your friend. Yoisan in Tomea, and more I wonder, maybe she keep a tarpal the Achar, Muchach Lesitoloi. I wonder even more about the one who received this Panosa from the one who had to give it to him anyhow. And he should totally subdue himself to him. If I say the Shabchei, should always praise him and should tell him. What? Kodesh is just like somebody opens the door. Somebody says good morning. And it's a Kodesh, that's a different thing. But if I say the Shabchei, you're not giving me Panosa. Panosa gives a Kodesh Baruch. See, I'm wondering another person who gives Panosa to somebody. Listen, I gave you a job, I gave you Panosa. I wonder and demands appreciation for the fact. I wonder what you're giving, but also Hashem is giving everything. But even wonder more, the one who receives, that he puts all the thanks and all the emphasis on the one who gave it to him, and not on the Kodesh Baruch Hu.
What are the two levels over here? I don't understand these two levels.
No. He says the main emphasis is that we have to know Panosa gives a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and the giving of the Panosa is not relied not on people and not also on the style of Panosa, what he's making. In any given day, the Panosa is giving a Kodesh Baruch Hu, not depending on the Ishtablos, not depending on the people with whom he is dealing. That's the main thing. He says if you made money through a good business deal, don't fall in love, don't appreciate the business, don't appreciate the style, don't appreciate what people do. Nothing. People make all of a sudden money in diamond. Diamond is all good, good to go. Diamond. Diamond makes panosa. Diamond doesn't make panosa. Only Hashem. And those people who make money in diamonds, they would have made the money no matter where they are, what they are doing. Because Baruch Hu made so himself, because it should be in diamond. Diamond doesn't make panosa.
What's the Tumayani?
It says, even on people. That I wonder very much on the people who help somebody out in panosa, give somebody panosa, and the demand, please thank me. No, I gave panosa, give the favor. The favor is good. Because we have to know if you have to help somebody, you have to help because Hashem wanted you to help. And I wonder even more the one who receives the help that he is always feeling deadened to the person who did it to me. Because Hashem gave it. You have to thank the person as you thank anything. It is a shliach. But you know, panosa would have come without him just as well. If the panosa would not be given according to the condition which he tried, he went and did this and this and this, the panosa didn't work out. Because he made out for that panosa, he would choose it. It's good that he made out for his panosa. Sometimes people go out to make a deal and thing doesn't go. Didn't get nothing, comes home with nothing. And it's Hashem didn't give him panosa. But he forgot yesterday made a double. Or last week he made a double. But this could be the Hashem gave him a panosa for today. Yeah, but that usually you forget. That was yesterday. You know, you go out to work every day. Whatever I made. Today is a day for himself. But you know, the reason why I didn't make it because Hashem gave me yesterday. Or Kodesh Baruch Hu wants to give him panosa for a different condition, not for this condition. But as a ponim shiya, which form it shouldn't be, if you make money, if you don't make money, roi loili is asik b'sibois, it's appropriate, the man should be busy, should be involved in his ishtadlus, in the form of his business, while yarpe mechazer aleim, keshen rio is lemidoisav, ilugu v'kashe gramte, you should not let it go, if this is the fitted panosa, his body, his nature, as I said before. Otherwise, it's not, if somebody is nature fitting to become a farmer and that's what his business, I mean, he made a living of it, all of a sudden panosa stopped, he shouldn't start to switch positions, stick it out. Panosa stopped because Baruch Hu doesn't want to give it to you. No matter where you're going to switch to uncomfortable positions, not comfortable with you, you're not going to make anything more because Panos is only here and Hashem wants to give. The sheet, the famous sheet of the Chavis Avovas. Yes.
How do you use the phrase before? In the middle of this discussion he brings this up and he didn't explain how he's touching it. I thought he was going to explain it with Anit Tamei, but
No. He said before that he should be happy with his work, because his work is not the one who gives panosa. Hakadosh Baruch Hu gives the panosa. He said, "Don't rely, don't thank the panosa, don't thank Yishtadler that he's giving the panosa, doesn't give you panosa. Thank that Hakadosh Baruch Hu gives the panosa through this Yishtadler, but Yishtadler is not the source of panosa." And if he says, "Giyah kapech v'kisoich al shechu tayvelach," why giyah kapech v'kisoich al shechu? Because you know, it is not going into problem. Really, what he tries to say, what is being said, that you know that you eat gie kapecho, doesn't matter what form it is. Hashem wants you to work, and therefore Hashem will tell you. When you know the pshat,
you're just enjoying the effort.
Just enjoying the effort, because you know the effort is. Remember what I explained to the Maral says. You're enjoying the effort because you know the effort is a mitzvah Hashem. But you're not. But you're enjoying the effort because you know there's a mitzvah Hashem, but you don't rely on the effort at all. The Yiftach him say you should rely on the panosis of the Hovah and Kurdish Baruch Hu totally. Should I say that the Kurdish Baruch Hu will never abandon you without paying attack and go below his alarm and Kurdish Baruch Hu will not look away from you? Kumash Shinema, like the post says, Toiv Hashem, the Mois Biyam Tzorah, the Idea Chosva. Kurdish Baruch Hu is good for the Mois Biyam Tzorah, the days of Tzorah. Kurdish Baruch Hu is good to those who rely on him. But your day, Kurdish Baruch Hu knows those Chosei Boy who rely on Hashem. The Chin Noima, the same thing. As we said in Panosa, the Ishtadlus is Lemoy Velemazik, no matter what you do, we're not going to get more or less. And she never rely on the Ishtadlus, you just have to Ishtadlus, because Hashem wants you to do this, what fits you to do, because Hashem wants you to do it. The same principle will be the Binyan Abriyas Vacholi, when it comes to medicine, when it comes to a doctor, when a person is sick. Kalo Oda Vlevet Lifter Baboy Revezed, Kurzbach Abbanas to only learn Kurzbach with Ishtadl, and he has to be Mishtadl, but Smodas Abriyas. The same is Asher Metivam. A person has to live a normal, natural life. You have to be mishtabel all the natural causes which keeps a person healthy and well. The litchos, a person has to push away hamadve, all the pain, which is appropriate in the normal life to push away. Kmoshe tziva boyerisara, Kodesh Baruch Hu commanded in the Torah. Verapa irapa, you have mechui of to let yourself being healed. Vibli, however, the blish yiftach al siboys, abriyas ocholi, but not that he should rely on this effort of healing or sickness. Shemo ilas amazika, they're really helping or damaging. Elu b'shus aboyre, but after everything comes in Hashem, the same thing. The kashen yiftach aboyre, and if he relies totally on Hashem, yirpu ei mecholioi, the Kodesh Baruch Hu will definitely heal him from his disease. B'sibo ubilti sibo. With a condition, with an effort, or without any effort. Conversion, like we said, Yishlach Dvoroi Virpo. Kodesh Baruch Hu sends his words, and his words will heal him. Kodesh Baruch Hu's words heal the person. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, you should have refuah. The Efshens Kenamul Zayim could be Shiropei. Kodesh Baruch Hu will heal him, but Dovar Amazik Harbe. That's the way to think, which really is very damageful. Conversion, that we need Elisha, but my Maram is healed. But Elisha knows about the bad word, Conversion, Emad. That actually, you see, he was plagued with tzaraas, how do you call it tzaraas?
Leprosy.
And which is not good for him, salty water. And after he was healed with salty water, Vernamon, he sent him to Shripo Hazek Miyama Melech, Shripo Hazek Melech. Again, also, you see that. That the Yirei Hashem aids, Kodesh Baruch Hu sent showed him a wood, Yashlech al Amoyim, sent him to the water, Vam Yikad Ben Shu Eid Shelam Tfuni, Hardufni. It was the wood of Hardufni, which is very bitter, and it sweetened the water. So you could see sometimes the Shtarlos and Kodesh Baruch Hu comes through a total opposite Shtarlos, which totally is damaging. Because you see the Posse Yisit Velus Te'enim, Vimlor Shchim Ve'echi, they took dates, the Velus Te'enim, and the ointed the shechin, the wounds, and became healed. that there's nothing worse than you could do naturally in taking fix, and just smear him on a wound. And it's helped me. Kvalidat is a mashwaini in also. When you saw the Kishabot HaChalot, when he relied on the doctors, and he with Choyna Lukim, he left relying on Hashem, Omer HaKosu, Ki Yachid, Yech Boshim Chatsiyon of Tirpeno. Because Baruch is the one who makes hurt. Yech Boshim heals. Yim Chatsiyon of Tirpeno, because Baruch's hand is hurt. So obviously, he says, what is this proof? In today's medicine, you could see it at most. It's unbelievable. He says, you have to be Mechiv to do Ishtavos, what your normal Ishtavos is, but don't rely on him at all. And sometimes you may see that anything they give you, the doctors give you, is the opposite. It's really some, and after that heals you. So it is the best proof. In Israel, you know, there was a doctor strike, the hospital strike. And statistically showed less people died then than when the hospital was full of work. People think the doctors are healing and everything. There was a doctor strike. All of a sudden, people they survived better. And when we go to doctors, give all kinds of medication, are they still missing to go to doctors? See, this is a very big argument against the health box. They bring the proof, the medication, medicine world, that some think they're harming and damaging and this and this and this and this. Therefore, they shouldn't go. And they do nothing, they go to vitamins, nothing, and they're endangering themselves. They have certain valid arguments, but it's against the argument of the Chavisol, that's a Obersteiner. But the Chavisol says there's a norma in this world. And the medicine today, in all the finding, all the stuff, that's the norm of the world. That's the norm of the world. Either made damaging, so let him damage. Hashem is sending the refuah. Hashem makes the refuah shalom. Hashem heals everyone. Hashem makes six people. And Hashem creates norma. And if Kosh Baruch Hu created the norma of today, that this and this medication treats this and this and this disease, you may have to do this ishtadlus, because as the Chavis worship, it's not as the Rambam, herape, herape. Now, this may be very well that this therapy, this whatever they do, is the opposite. This procedure which you do is even being hurting. But still, they still do it, and that's the famous, and all people doing that. Hashem, Hashem, Hashem. That's what Hashem wants to do. This is Hashem's cheshbonos. Now, when you become globally smart, and you know you're figuring out so well, you go against the trend, you go against the norm. And you're not doing that, you're mechayev, because you know you didn't do yishtablus. Hashem wants you to do yishtablus. So say, ever die in the hands of Hashem. As it brings the post, yishlach dvor avir poim. He sent his word in his healing. It's being told that the sefer from Sadikim, yishlach dvor avir poim v'malat mishkusaisam. Kosh Baruch Hu yishlach dvor avir poim. Kosh Baruch Hu sends his word and heals it, v'malat, and he rescues the sick man mishkusaisam from the damage where the doctors are damaging them. It's true, most doctors damage cholim. It mamas damage cholim, they do the experiment, they do it this and this, but that's the norm. That's the norm. There must be hospitals, there must be doctors, there must be good doctors, and people have to see, they have to make statistics, and this and this and this, it works, and goes this. Why? Because dafka, when you go, the whole world swears by them, and they go there, when you go there, and says, you actually are damaging, you are actually this. I'm coming because Hashem wants me to come, because Hashem sent me the refuge shalim. It's much harder to give Hashem the credit when the whole world goes to procedures by doctors, and you are one of them, and still give it to Hashem. Then you're a naturalist, you're sticking back and doing nothing, so let Hashem heal me. But you're not proving that you rely on Kodesh Baruch Hu even against your ishtablus.
Not doing nothing, a naturalist. You're doing it a different type of ishtablus. Yeah, well, I mean, it's also ishtablus, but it's not. I mean, the normal is if you feel that it's killing people, and you what you're putting in ishtablus, it just the whole world could be crazy. Also, I mean, you know, it's,
yeah. But who makes the whole world crazy? Who makes that? I mean, I said normal is normal.
Freud said before.
Yes. Who is making the whole world crazy? The fact is that this is today. There is a government. There's food and drug. Okay, Food and Drug Administration, and they experiment, they don't let out drugs which they didn't check and so on, so that's the norm. Who knows what the drug gonna do, and who knows.
Maybe they're corrupt, the Food and Drug Administration.
Who makes them to corrupt the food? Who makes it? And the vast majority of people follow them. Who makes it? And the experiment, and the professionals in the Mavinam, the doctors, they don't say difference. Everyone is, if everyone is really corrupt, and then this also Hashem's doing. But Lamaisa, when I go, when it's Kamsen Kippur, and there's a Pekuach Nefesh, or any other lachudik shaila in this doctor is authorized to say, after listening to the doctor, that this is an authentic doctor. You have to go in if the doctor says, if you're letting yourself go with these pills, with this nature, natural things, you're a tzeach, you know, you're letting yourself go. You have to listen to it. Are you doctors? You have no better.
Right.
Are you doctors? Right. Okay, so this is the shtabas, Hashem wants it, just like the businesses. It's like, let me tell you, famous people would say, you're going to business, every time you're going to business, there's a certain business which is a certain danger to life, a certain percentage of life, like you fly around, you go with the car, you know, you become a taxi driver, you're a much higher percentage rate of, if you have life insurance, then there's somebody's not driving, you're always on the road. So what's happening? So he would say, I'm not going to go, I'm going to sit home, I want to protect myself. Well, no, you're going in, you're not going to go in there, but you know, since this is an old thing, you can drive around. And since Hashem wants you to make panos about driving, so you have to take the sikkun, you have to take this danger, to be exposed to this danger, because Hashem get involved in an accident. Remember what Hashem, that's what Hashem wants you to make your panos over there. The derech hashtalos is a shlichus in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Same thing is with healing yourself in every area. I would say the same thing is with tefillah. Tefillah is also regular shtablus. The same principle will apply to tefillah. Davening is a shtablus like any other shtablus. Okay, what do you ask? And anything which you're asking. So, what do you have to ask? What's the missing tefillah? You have to ask what is missing you. Are you may ask something which may harm you? You feel with your head, this is what I want. You ask God, Hashem, I would like to get this job, I would like to get this business, either this job, chas v'shalom, maybe terrible for you, or whatever you want is very, very bad for you, you're going to suffer on it. So Hashem, I'm not relying on my shtablus, I'm relying really on you. I'm doing this because this is my mitzvah. My mitzvah is to be mispala. My mitzvah is to ask what is missing for me. My mitzvah is to ask what is missing for me. So I'm doing what Hashem, you want me to do. But I'm not relying really on that, I'm relying on you, Hashem, you're going to do better what you do. The same thing. You established that you're going to the diamond line in order to make panosa. You may be robbed, and you may be overnight, you're going to become poor that you're never going to see. You're going to become a dent, who knows for what. But that's my chiva established. And if I got in dent, that's what Hashem wanted me to get in dent. I can't help it anyhow. But you still have to make a chiva established. Pirish chelik hasheni. In the second chelik, in the inyonim of bitoch, maybe after bitoch, yibinyoni kinyoni odam, possession of a man to sibo starpoi, and the panosas of a person of Afnia Sokov, in the style of his involvement, kemischar, should he be a businessman, a melocha, should he be a craftsman, a worker, velichas drochim, should he be a traveling salesman, minui, schiras, avoidas, a melochim, should he be just renting, should you hire, let be hired for the work for Malochim, because borers or tax collectors or kablonas, or become a commission worker of Amona or Sifrus, or should you be a monot and you should take on credit merchandise and sell on assignment a Sifrus, or should become a scribe, or mina avoidas, all kind of different works, alifasamit borers and yamim, or to go out in dangerous missions to deserts and seas, which is very dangerous work, life-wise. All these areas, I don't know anything which compared to Mamashim, is asking about which people are busy with the Kabbat's woman in order to gather money, the harvest mois ramichio, that they get luxurious life. Now, the Hadas Bitochen rely in all these areas when it comes to make a decision, where should you work, to what extent should you endanger yourself. For Afnei, Yoshe Rabbi Tochum Bem Al Elohim. And how is the styles and how is the likes that you should, how should you apply Bitochum to Kosh Bokosh? He's asking that you should be working with Mash, the Mash Zimel Avoidim, Mehem, which Kosh Bokosh had, Bodhi Lutzayach Sipikum Zainoi, Kosh Bokosh conditioned you, Filpanose, Regir Mash Yeshu Vadam in Oilam, that you should work only, you should have enough from this world. In other words, when you have to pick and choose all these different businesses, which is all kinds of different type of businesses, which one brings you more or less, how should you apply it? The first thing is, you should, anything which you do, fine, but you do it to make just that panosa, just to make my speak. In other words, if you have no panosa, and all the different shtarlus doesn't work, and you're being offered a shtarlus which is a sikkun, which is really dangerous. It's not so simple, and you have to do it. But only doing it for daipanos, just to make enough, but not to get it, to collect money, to make too much more. The mikzel avoided with the sefes al zeh. And if a Kodesh Baruch Hu wants to give you more money, tevayei, Kodesh Baruch Hu should bring the b'mli toirach v'gir, without excessive work. Kashi yiftach alim bov, as you ask Kodesh Baruch Hu, v'liyal v'lchad v'sibos, v'lisamach alim v'libot. You should not rely on it. V'im lo yigzeri lo yoyis min amod, Kodesh Baruch Hu will not want to give you more than you have to do for your living. Is imo yim ishtal, if you would, who knows kamash, if you would do everything, heaven, lo yisol, if you would work day and night, lo yichoy lem shim poem, lo shim sib, you wouldn't make anything. Meor. In other words, you're only justified to put in ishtablos, especially dangerous ishtablos, especially ishtablos which as long to fulfill your immediate need. Ishtablos, as I said, is an order of Hashem, and the order is only ordered for your immediate need. If you call it your immediate need, stop putting in the excessive ishtablos. Why? Because if Hashem really wants to give you more, He could give it to you without it. If it doesn't want to give you more, no matter how much you're going to work, you're not going to make it anyhow. Why do you go to work to begin with? Because the minimum of need is a requirement if you go out to work. But to get it more, to accept, to become rich, is not required. In other words, it's justified to make ishtablos for panosa. It's not justified to make ishtablos for more than panosa. You made your panosa. Any extra ishtablos is not justified. You're not allowed to go into any kind of risk. Make any traveling and anything. Otherwise, some people ask me, should I start traveling? Should I go outside of the city, be away overnight, over Shabbos? It's traveling. Traveling has many, many things. Begashmis and Berachnias. People are away from home. It's dangerous for Gashmis and Berachnias for the person who travels and for the family people living at home. So I always ask him, how's your pronunciation? Are you making a living? He says, I make a living, but you know, I want to establish myself stronger. He says, no, you don't have to travel. You don't have to. Hashem wants you to establish you stronger. He could do it while you are, wherever you are. If you don't make a living, you go around, you don't make a living, you're going to go to Chicago, you're going to make. Obviously, Hashem wants you to go to Chicago. The basic living, basic thing, you have to go to Chicago, because Hashem wants you to make the risks. But the minute you want to make more, you make your panosa, Hashem doesn't require you. If it doesn't require you, you don't have to do it. You're not going to make more. Hashem doesn't want to give. If you're going to go, you're also not going to make more. And if Hashem wants to give you more, there's enough that the bracha should be chal right here. You don't have to go to take out.
You make more, can you reduce his status?
Absolutely. Absolutely. A person is allowed when he makes more. I mean, what does it mean makes more? What does more mean? More means that he doesn't owe anyone money. And he doesn't owe anyone money. And it's panosi there. The panosi is here. And he made enough money. I could sit back and learn. I said, learn and then when the time will come. That was the real boy. If there was enough, they covered the panosa for the week, and they were not. It wasn't a condition panosa that you have to do day in, day out. I mean, you have a boss, you have to do something else. You can't lose your job, you can't give up your job just to make my living, and the next week you're going to start looking for a job. That's not enough. But if your panosa is more or less linked in such a way that it comes in, yes, you made your panosa, you could go home. But again, this is only in case panosa later doesn't come. You're not gonna blame the fact because I left the job before. You gotta be just as peaceful. Your reaction of not having panosa because you start making ishtablos would be the same as you would have worked if you didn't make the money. If you stop making ishtablos wherever you were justified to stop making ishtablos. When I justified to stop making ishtablos, because this thing will never, you will never feel sorry, but you stop making ishtablos. Because the minute you're going to be sorry, you're losing your nichus and nefesh, you are not the real batech. If you're not the real batech, you still have to make ishtablos. The only way you're allowed to relieve yourself from ishtablos then is in substitute to real bitochen. Real bitochen means nothing will make you nervous, nothing will compete with it. And if it happened that if you stop making ishtablos all of a sudden, didn't make a penny, and you lost everything, and everyone will tell you, listen, you fool, you know, if you were just going to work, you would have made such a nice panosa, and you would laugh it off. Says, if I didn't make it, I wouldn't have made it even, I would have worked, so I would have felt much more sad. He had worked and didn't make anything, he at least learned. What? Yeah, see, that's just to learn, definitely there. The minute you made your panos, so it allowed us to back. But if you have to keep it, as you're going to rely on Hashem, you have to rely on Hashem, if a person really relies on Hashem, you will find the menucha in his heart, the shalvas nafshoi, his tranquility. Kuloi avrenu chukoi, he's never going to transgress the status of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Lo yagdim lo yachar mita nikzeh loy boy. And he knows the Kodesh Baruch Hu will not advance and will not delay from his tithe, nothing which the Kodesh Baruch Hu gave him. Everything is fine. Yes, they exist. Shemani kaboy de tarpe rabbi mim ne'odam aridei shechot. Sometimes the Kodesh Baruch Hu is doing so that he, through one person, he gives panosa to many people. Why? Yes, Shemani kaboy de tarpe rabbi, Kodesh Baruch Hu puts many panosas to many people, from people, adiyadi shechot, through one man. Mehem, one of them. La'afchem b'zabay dosa l'rakim. He wants to test the people and him how they're serving a Kodesh Baruch Hu Mamro Yisoy if they go against Hashem. He also means them in a Sibois, and he will put this man as he is a Chuzok Hashem in Sibois and Yisoy Masoselay. When a Kodesh Baruch Hu makes so that one person supplies Panosos to many other people, usually most of the time Hashem does it in order to test the people, the supplier and the people who are being supplied. Will they still rely everything on a Kodesh Baruch Hu? How will they relate between themselves? Or will they start relying on each other and be machnif to each other, and this is he's giving panosa? Will the person who gives the panosa, the many people think, well, I give panosa, demanding thanks and appreciation? Or will they understand there's nothing more than a Shliach Hashem? Will the people understand that there's nothing more than a Shliach Hashem? There's no point. And this is compared to Kemelech, a king, Shematrif Cheloi, a king which is feeding his soldiers, Avodah, his servants. Ministers, or the vice presidents, which always go around this important people, we find kitas me'avdeim, we find groups of their servants, b'shem Hashem, epkideim and their secretaries, v'noshem ikroivim, women and close people, u'mishtadlim bavuram, and all are mishtadl for them, l'chazar al-sivas, kibbutz ha'momo, v'ponim toim v'roim. You see, the government, okay? The government is giving jobs out, the HOT program, the Chinuch program, the educational program, all these things. So you have the ministers, the energy minister, and the education minister, and the cabinet members. So everyone has his office, everyone has his leaders, everyone has his vice administrators. And the higher the people is, the more people he's surrounded, which is directly giving positions to giving office. What is it? Where is all this money coming? Everything comes from Uncle Sam. Everything is divided. The budget of America gives out here, and he gets the budget. He divides it. He doesn't create the money. Okay, the educational cabinet man of the education, he provides every state gets so much, every state gets so much and so much. But the money comes from above. Same thing is a Kodesh Baruch Hu gives panosa. Kodesh Baruch Hu appoints one person. What you have to give around it. But Sochavem Yiteh B'Shloish Aponim, and the one who's a fool who misreads what's going on here, he will make a mistake in three ways. Echad Mehem, one of them is B'Kavtz Amoman. When he gets the money, and he gathers the money, accumulates money, he thinks, Kihula Keach, Mashakozal Aboyder, B'Kachtoy, he takes the money, B'Shloish Aponim, the Kidun Aponim, Igunim Viroim. He takes the money through crooked way. He takes the money all kind of conniving. Inu B'Vakashay Salafonov. If he would have He thinks, in order to get money, you have to be a crook, you have to make all these programs, you have to make these manipulations. And doesn't know, if we would have asked the same money on a kosher way, in the right way, would just as well receive it and get it. With his kind biyoda, he would have accomplished two things. In your Torah, sorry, he would accomplish his Torah because he lived according to Torah. Those people who get the money and try to accumulate money and take away other people's money because he has been given excessive money to give it out, and he tries to steal and deprive the other people who have to give it out in order that he should have a lot. What does he do? The money which Hashem gives him, he would have gotten anyhow if he would have been straightforward and done everything Yashar did. But since he stole and lied, he lost. He got the money in a crooked way, and he lost his world. He's lost Torah.
What does it mean when someone has something stolen from them?
The same thing. Nobody could steal anything for you if it is meant to be. It's also one. Of course, you have to make a shtalos to watch it. But don't ever feel angry and to the point that you should end, should make enemies just because the guy took away a job from you, the guy took away money from them. Because you have to know, somebody managed to take money away, that money had to be taken away from you, and had to go to that person. It's too bad for that person did it in a non-legal way. Or to be angry, it's like sitting on a seat. You have to know, this thing which we're learning here is an absolute necessity for many, many basic things. Hashem tells us, don't revenge, don't feel angry against anyone, don't keep it in you. How could it possibly a man do that? After all, it took away my job, it took away my money, it took away this. If you don't have this ring betoken, this ring viewpoint, you can never feel this mitzvah. Or the sachmut, an ambidog covered. How can I not cover it? I'm hungry. He has so much and I have nothing. I need some bread, and this guy doesn't know what to do with the money. How can you not be envy and jealous? Again, he has what he has to have. And after that, they have to have. And you have to know, his excessive money for you could never help. It's almost said the Moshe, what is Mila Sachmut uncovered? Because Hashem gets belongs to you. You have to know, just like when you imagine at 2 o'clock in the morning you're stuck and you have no spare tire. And you have no jack to jack up your car to change your spare tire. What would you want? What you really want, a person should come by and give you a jack. Yeah, but in order to fix your tire. Comes that person and he says he's eating pizza, but the jack he doesn't give you. And you envy, covers his pizza. You can't count, this pizza will not help you to jack up this car. You need a jack now, right? Now, you know the difference between the guy has a piece of pizza in his hand, you're not hungry, you need a jack, you know, to get his car moving. And you will not cover this pizza when you need a jack. Because a jack is a jack, and a pizza is a pizza, and a pizza could no way help you to jack up this car. I need money to pay my payment. I need money to cover my bank. My checks shouldn't bounce. And you have extra money in your pocket, which you don't know what to do with it. Your extra money in your pocket, to me, is like a pizza when I need a jack. I need a jack now. I have to make up the money. This is no sachma. This is the real no sachma. Something doesn't belong to me belongs to you. It's me. I need money, and you have the money. I'm hungry, and you have the food. You have to know that food that you have, for me, is like a pizza instead of a jack. Because your money can never fulfill my thing. If we also see medicine, as I said before, Yishlach Borei Pekosh Bokhu sends his healing. And sometimes, but there's a moment, there's medicine. And you need very desperate a certain medicine. You can have this medicine. The other guy has this medicine. And you choymet, if you lost this, you're envying this other guy's medicine. But his medicine in his hand is just as you say, pizza instead of a jack. See? You ready?
Well, why is it by a Torah is different? Can I say from my Torah?
Because Torah belongs to every Jew fully. Torah belongs to you, and Hashem does not segregate. Torah belongs to every Jew and every part. And by the way, my Torah doesn't belong to me. My Torah belongs to you just as well as it belongs to me. Because Baruch Hu gave me Torah. It's my Torah. It's your Torah. We have to share it with each other. And the whole Torah belongs to you just as it belongs to me. And in Torah we have to feel whatever effort we put in is our own. If I have no money, I says, I'm sorry, Hashem didn't give me money. If I have no Torah, I says, I'm really sorry, I didn't learn. If I would have learned, I would have had Torah. Torah has to do with me. You got to matosa. Everything else, no matter what you have done, you would have never gotten. In Torah, if you do, you have. If you don't do, then you really don't have. That's the fact. The only area where you're not supposed to have bitochen. Only in Mila Shemayim. In Mila Shemayim, the same thing as Lagabat Sadoka, same thing. Enemy is the same thing. You don't blame nobody, you're blaming yourself. In Panosa, you don't blame nobody. So everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All the money which is coming to him, to Teret Mazayna, everything belongs to him for his food. Layovin, and he will not understand Kateref, that the supply, which Hashem is supplying him, is Chalak L'Shloysha Chalokim, are divided in three portions. Echad Mem, one portion is Teret Mazayna. Is he food? It's
consumption of his life, he calls gufa bilvat, which has to feed his body. Who? And that part just feed his body, who hamuftaf min elokim, this is guaranteed by Kodesh Baruch Hu, v'chol asher bo yiruach haim, anyone who has life in himself, up tachlis until the last moment of his life. Just like air to breathe, is guaranteed by Kodesh Baruch Hu, because everyone has air, and no, there's no meters who's counting how much you breathe, and not, no charge for that. So is the mezainus, food which a person eats, if his personal life is guaranteed for every human being. Not only human being, for every kol ha'sheish b'ruach chayim, every animal. Just like all the animals who live, the flies and the mosquitoes and the mouse and the squirrels on the tree, everyone has his food. Why is that guaranteed? Because life which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives to a person is not like any other object in this world. When a carpenter makes a table, or General Motor made a car, he made a car, but he's gone. Now the car existence does not depend on the mechanic who put them together. The mechanic could belong there, and the car is existing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had not created so the man. So no life. Life which this people breathe, life, is an ongoing continuous supply from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ata mechaye es kula, mechaye es l'shon hoive. You instilling life to everyone. As they say in Am Yisrael is even more. Ata meshamra bekirbi, you preserve life in me. That means, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu, at this given second, if I'm alive this given second, I'm only alive because HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes me alive this given second. I'm alive because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is now making me alive. At Machai is Kula. Now if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is making me alive, and the condition of life is that you have to eat, obviously food has to go together with life. So food is a guarantee to every living creature that you must have food. Mzoinus Gufoi, the mozai of a goof of a person, is a guarantee which comes along with every human being. Atachlus yomav. Just like the oxygen, just like the air, is guaranteed to the person's life, and it must be there. So is everything else, food which belongs to him, just as well over there. That's a famous thing, the Gemara, that you want to ask, give me a bracha, says, what kind of bracha do you want? Could give you a bracha, you should live, it could be, should give you food. He says, give me a bracha of food. He says, you don't need a bracha of food. So could bracha cannot give food to the dead person. If you give me food, if you give me a bracha for panosa, for food, obviously I must live. So this included. Hasheni, however, the second department, the second portion of the money which a Kodesh Baruch Hu gives the person, is teref mozan zilosai. This already, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him money to supply beside him, outside of him, Me'isho, his wife, born him to his children, avod him to his slave, Mishosim, his servants, Adoyim Elohim. This part, V'neni muftach min Elohim l'chol abruim, this is already not guaranteed for all the creatures. Eilu l'sgula man, only those who are chosen by him, u'mitnoim yichodim, and they have to meet certain special conditions. Who mikram is damen beisachas? This is something that sometimes is available. The aim is damen beisachas. Sometimes not available. Kefisha mechayves alichos dina boyim and aches ramishpot. As a Kodesh Baruch Hu sees it fit, according his chesed and mishpot, the way he runs the world. When will it be available? And when is it not available? What does he really say here? He says, well, the supply of a person's life, of an individual's life, is guaranteed by Kodesh Baruch Hu as long as a person wants to live. It's guaranteed the parnosa of that particular person comes along. There's no question about it. That's the first part of a person's life. And we saw it beautifully witnessed at the time of the Holocaust, the greatest time of famine. It was the greatest famine that certain people survived and lived under unbearable conditions, and somehow, at all worlds,
the water and the supply was always there. It's always there. Because as long as Baruch Hu wants him to live, it was there. Whatever the consumption of a body, the bare minimum consumption of a body is guaranteed every human being must have his food. It's a famous known story. It's a known story by the Kozma Grof, Shem Shusandim Rufir Shleima. It's a famous story. And there's somebody who was there who remembers that, a secular Jew, and since then it's that he became, I think he became Frum.
By
Kozma Grof. Yeah, that what was the story? That the Germans wanted to experiment a death of thirst. I wanted to what extent people, how people, they wanted to experiment to see how people suffer from thirst for no drinking. How would they react to thirst to the point of death? And they purposely gave them to eat something very salty, fish or meat or herring, something like that. And they became very, and then they took him out to the fields, and they walked to make them 1 kilometers and kilometers on the burning sun. There was absolutely no water given to them, and the people went absolutely crazy for thirst. And then they took him out to a dry field, and they set him down purposely to make him see when they're sitting still on a dry field and going crazy for thirst, and the sun is burning over their head, and they watched what will happen to them. And it's one of the most terrible pains, thirst, even more than hunger, that's what they say. And the cosmographer said to his people, everyone should stop, like they're sitting, a whole bunch of people, stop digging in the earth and ask Hashem should give us water, because water is underneath the earth. With anything which we have, with your fingers, anything, find a little stone, a little wood, scratching the earth and digging and digging and digging. And they started digging, and water came up. Whatever they did, water came up, and they put on face, and they drank, and they drank, and they drank. And the Germans went crazy, couldn't believe something was totally not natural. In a dry field, people scratch, and water is coming out in a hot, burning Sunday. Now, what's pshat? This is what the Chaim Sofer says. As long as Hashem wanted them to live, water must be there. Food must be there. Food, no person dies of thirst, of hunger. A person dies because his time came to leave the world. So Hashem closed the faucet of water and things. But they died didn't because of thirst. Because a person has to live, he will have it. However, to feed his wife and children, that's not, first of all, the bruim, all the other animals, they're not like that. You see, the animals, they're immediately independent. Many animals, many things, immediately, some of them still supply the little features, the little children, the little ones, but most of them are becoming very much independent, and they have no obligation to feed others. Every animal is on his own. Now, by people, he says, as he said, some people, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, wants to feed others under certain conditions, and sometimes not, and it's not always guaranteed. Sometimes a man is given the schus to supply his wife and children. Sometimes he's not giving the chus, and the wife has to become independently searching for his food. Children have to be thrown out of the house. But as long as they're independent, independently, alone for themselves, the food supply is guaranteed. That's the second part of it. Ashlishi, I mean, what we learned before, that the money supply, because Bokos Mashpi is divided in 3 portions. One which you need for your own consumption, that is guaranteed. The second, what you feed your wife and children, your servants, that is already not guaranteed. Only the special kind of Kodesh Baruch Hu chooses, and also doesn't have to be all the time. Sometimes you have a good year, sometimes you don't have such a good year. But Shlishi,
they're guaranteed their food.
Independent, but not of him. Yeah. See, sometimes I heard in Psak Halacha, and some people do that. And now I think this is the Mekor, beautiful Mekor, that some people want to be machmel himself, not to take any money from nobody. It doesn't want to get anyone's money, only what he earns. And here, his family is starving. And the people tell him, you're not allowed to be machmel in your family. You want to be machmel in yourself, fine. Not in your family. So they tell him, you must accept money, you must accept help, or you must take a certain programs which you usually, as far as you Madrega Fashkofa, you wouldn't take. But not on a cheshbon with your wife and children. You are on your own because you have a Teruah Hashem, and you know Hashem has to supply food regardless. and you're going to eat dry bread, a little water from Shabbos to Shabbos, because if that's what Hashem gives me, that's what I deserve. And if I don't want anyone, somebody else who wants Kodesh Baruch Hu's Pesach Hashem, you should give me the money. On you, you could do it, but you're guaranteed. But there's no guarantee for your wife and children, and you have an obligation. Either you want your wife to go out to schnorr money on your own, or you want to do the schnorring for her. So you can't be mischazed that to stop to take except money to have your wife and children starve. You are allowed to be mischazed to starve yourself, because yourself, you're really under the direct hashgacha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu guaranteed. So if HaKadosh Baruch Hu starves, he starves. If not, he will give it to you anyhow. There you're allowed to be mischazed over and above, but not when it comes to supply wife and children. I think that would be a beautiful mekor, this psak. Yes, so obviously I could say I fulfill the ksuba, but I can steal money for you. I could say whatever Hashem gives you, I give you. If I don't have, I don't have. You're not allowed to rob a bank because you have a ksuba to give to your wife, right? If you're sick, you don't have to give ksuba. If you're penniless, you don't have to give ksuba. There's nothing left to give. Say, Hashem, I'm trying. See, if I, my madrega, say Hashem gives panos and every tochen, Hashem should feed me. So you could say, this is my panos. So from there, I'm giving you ksuba. I don't have to go out into the over of my level of Yiddishkeit and to give you ksuba from that. For me, this is just like robbing a bank. No, it's wrong. You're allowed to be machmal on yourself because you personally have a guarantee. But when you wife and your children, as long as Allah allows it, and they have to do it, you have to do it. You're not allowed. You have a ksuba.
But when we rely on our husband, we give children same because of our family. Why shouldn't Hashem be guaranteed
that
one
of them? Okay, so that's what the Chavisov divides. The money, the supply, the shefa, which of course Bokhus must be a person, has three portions. One, you're absolutely guaranteed. The second, you're not anymore absolutely guaranteed. You supply, let me say it as far, are you guaranteeing your wife air to breathe? You don't guarantee your wife air to breathe. Why? Because she has a personal guarantee from Hashem. Food and water for a person, and even clothing, is just as guaranteed to every human being, just like air to breathe. Just like air to breathe. Now, to give to your wife and children, you're not guaranteed anymore. She's guaranteed somehow. You're not. So it's not so much you can say, I will share with you my food. Your food is guaranteed by Hashem, but only your food, your consumption. The excess food that you could share for them is not guaranteed. Sometimes Hashem picks you and gives you enough to give them. Some people, yes, some people, no. Even the people, yes, sometimes, yes, and sometimes, no. So, the Ashkof is, why am I allowed to say, I'm not going to take from anyone any food? I can say, why? So, I would say, let's take the most of Reb Zisha. Reb Zisha is hungry. Reb Zisha is hungry. He's allowed to say to himself, I don't want anyone's food. I'm hungry, Hashem, you feed me. But if his wife is singing, and he says, Hashem, my wife is singing, feed her, he's not allowed. You have a ksuba. You have to make a shtadlus to give it to her. Otherwise, to remove yourself from all chivi shtadlus, you're allowed to yourself, because that's an obligation, Hashem, to you. But to feed your wife and children, not to do any kind of shtadlus, you're not. So you can't say, no, your wife and your children, you can't bring them to the level where you are. And I'm saying it further. Not, the reason is not because the Kodesh Baruch Hu is not guaranteeing it. For you, the Kodesh Baruch Hu is guaranteeing it. You could only go to this level because you have a guarantee behind it. I mean, if you can't, I found the Mechavis of a mekor for this psak. It's a beautiful mekor. I wouldn't divide it myself from my own logic. That's what it says. The Shlishi is in the third department of way. It's Teref Kinyan Ramoman. Additional supply, which has nothing to do with food. There's three categories: my food, second category is the food of my family, the third category is excessive things beyond food, jewelry, a nice car, whatever. Teref kinyan v'amom money asheim bo teres l'odam, which is not necessarily immediately a benefit for the man. V'shoim et olam. And the man watches this possessions, the noitzeroisa, preserves this, other shirishanel also, until he gives it over to the second person, or shiavino, until he loses it, real estate, all kind of excessive things, which people watch them, have them, collect them, and they have them until they pass on, to pass it over to their children, or to others to lose it. Now, the fool would think, foolish things. Everything Kosh Baruch Hu was geyser for money, Shuterek v'zayne v'chalkolos gifoy, that everything Kosh Baruch Hu gave him to feed himself, his own body, v'umemayre elav v'mishtad olav, and he's working hard to get it. V'efsher, the person thinks, tries to collect money, and he thinks he's make all kind of effort to collect, to have possessions. V'umemayre elav v'mishtad olav, and he makes all kind of work in the action. It's very simple, very possible. She kaptsenu, that he's gathering all this collection, the Baal Ishtar Achrov, to the second wife, and he's dying to make him a rich widow, and the second wife would get it. And to his competitor, which is the greatest enemy of his. Imagine a man walks around, lives in this world, has a happy family, and goes into a shul, shamash, and see this guy, he's gonna be your wife's husband. Soon, you're gonna die, you're gonna live in your house, you're gonna drive your car, okay? And it's gonna wear your watch which your wife bought you. Why? So you're gonna die, and everything goes back, and she's gonna get married. How would you like this guy? So you're gonna take, you wear my clothes? It's in the side note. So many people, when they go and collect money, they work, they don't realize they're only accumulating this money for his biggest enemy. It's the wife of the husband of his wife. Ashlishi, and the third thing is, Shinoisen Atrofila Baleim, the Kodesh Baruch Hu gives. Food for the owner, Kumashi Gozan, Aboy Aliodai. Like Kosh Baruch Hu decreed, Zoyche Tavosa Lehem Behem, that he thinks the goodness which has given Kili Tri from them, Kil Koloi Sam, is Chasad Ba Malayam. The third thing is, when a person gives charity, feeds other people, that he thinks that he gives the food for the people. And why does he give it? Because Kosh Baruch was so goyzer that I have to do it. Many times when people feeding others or supplying others, helping others, why is it so? Because it's a gzera for Kosh Baruch. Kosh Baruch gave a decree that these people should be supplied through this one and this one. And you happen to be nothing more than a bank teller, that you have to have a job, that through you this thing has to be fed through. Who? And the one who is in the bank, they're like, Zoycher Tavos Elohim Behem. He remembers all the goodness which I did to him. Kilu he tri from him, like I gave it. The Kilkeloi, so like he gave him, fed him. This Chasar Bob, like he did Chasar him. The right, and even one should do you, they should thank him, Shabchu, should praise him, Harbalehem. We shall be do Baburam, that you have to be Meshubat to him, that you have to be. He's going to be Yigba, the Orem Levi, and he's going to be always praising himself, always. The Niachad Yosel Elohim. And he will stop thanking Hashem that Hashem gave him the privilege to feed people, because he thinks Hashem has to thank me that I'm doing such a great thing. He thinks that if he would have kept back the money, not giving him the money, would be left by me. The guy has a lot of money, gives it away for other people, for poor people, and he feeds. First of all, he thinks everyone has to thank him, because he's feeding the people, not Hashem. And then he feels, Hashem has to thank me. Look what kind of great guy I am. I could have kept the money myself and keep it to myself, and I'm giving it away. And he's forgetting to thank Hashem that you gave me this chus, that I could feed so many people. If not me, everyone would be starving from hunger, would die from hunger. This is the real poor man. This is the real poor man. This man who thinks like that, that when he helps others in this position, he's the biggest poor man. Why? Because he's working for no reason. He thinks that he's the accomplisher, and he's losing his chala oilam habo. Remember, I used to say the pshat, celestial parsha. He's giving tzedakah, but he feels he's giving and he's providing. Hashem owes him thanks, and he forgets to thank Hashem that he gave him the schus to do it. In other words, all of us have to be bank tellers in this world. Just like the bank teller, you come up with a check, somebody comes up with a check and you're cashing it. It's a legitimate check at this bank, the guy has a balance, what's his your obligation to cash. I mean, you cash it, you take out money from the drawer, you give him cash, you take back the check. You don't consider you gave him money. You don't consider the guy owes you tax. And however, you appreciate the fact that you got such an important position that you could sit all day long and hand out money and you don't have to stay lined in the Salvation Army to get food. You're making such a nice panosa, you're a nice guy, you're supplying, you're thanking the owner that he gave you such a good job. But imagine walking over to him and saying, listen, you have to thank me, you know? I could have kept all the money in the drawer for myself, take it, walk home with it, instead of cashing all those people's vouchers and checks. You would be kicked out if we'd have said such a thing. That's exactly what we are. And not what the bank tells us. Because Baruch gives us, if Kodesh Baruch gives anyone excessive money, more money than you absolutely need for yourself and for your immediate family, and you're giving it out, you have to know your obligation to give it out, because Hashem gave it to you to give it out. But if you remember the Pshat, this is, I think, the Meschanan al Hashem be'esu hu leimor. Moshe Rabbeinu was Meschanan to Kodesh Baruch at that time. Chana says Chazal, "Ein eschana elu loshen chinam, loshen matnas chinam." The loshen of eschanan, I ask the Kodesh Baruch Hu matnas chinam. Give me something for nothing, for no reason. I don't deserve it. She'ein a tzedikim avakshin, tzedikim are never demanding anything. Elu matnas chinam, only for nothing. Chay, you have to understand what does it mean. Here is a comic. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have chusim enough. He took at Am Yisroel, Kriyas Yam Suf, Mamat Har Sinai. He was the Rebbe of Kol Bnei Yisroel. Now he wants a little favor. He brings in the entire Am Yisroel into Eretz Yisroel. He says, Hashem, give me, why can't I walk in like a simple guy, like a simple man? What does he say? Rebbe, Hashem, I don't deserve it. I know I don't deserve it. I have nothing but to give for it. And just like I said, a person is hungry, goes into the grocery, has $1 million in the bank. He says, listen, I want bread for free. I don't want bread for free. I don't want to pay you for that. He has $1 million bank. He doesn't want to pay. Ain't tzaddikim mevakshim ilo matos. What is a tzaddik? I mean, he has a lot of righteous things in his hand. And he asks Hashem, isn't that a chutzpah? What does it do? Mevakshim matos chinam. How do you understand? Second is a chazal. Kesholam Moshe l'mod, Moshe went up to heaven. Kodesh Baruch Hu showed him oitzres. Oitzres, beautiful, a big department store. All beautiful things which people are being supplied with. Beautiful, very impressive. Finally took him into a storage place which was magnificent, nothing comparable. So the most beautiful, beautiful things. All this beautiful stuff here, whom is this? Those who come with nothing in their hand and ask Matnas Chinam, they get from here. You come with money, you get only a second tank. But you come for nothing, snoring, Matnas Chinam, you're getting this. What is Pshat? Remember Pshat I said? See, I talk for nothing, just remember. I think this is such a Pshat. Even if Shimshis repeated it at this Neil at the last seminar. I think this is Pshat, the most beautiful Pshat. Imagine a situation. 1943, 1944, this Jew sits in America, a big businessman. And somehow, he wants to do it. He sees Jews are burning everything in the concentration camps. And he made a contact to somebody, to Hitler himself, says, sell me 100,000 Jews out of the gas chambers. How much you want? So give me $10 million. And he could save 100,000 Jews, which soon they're going to turn into ashes, for $10 million. And he goes and he empties out all his savings, he sells his business, he borrows up all his credit line in the bank, and he got together $10 million, and they were airlifted from the gas chambers to the shores of America. Imagine such a thing. Obviously, 100%, 100,000 Jews were saved because of his $10 million. But he became penniless. And he was thrown out of the apartment. And he hasn't got a roof over his family. And he hasn't got bread to feed to his children. And everyone is laughing at him. Look at this fool. And people will laugh at him. Look, fool. Who said it? Ksuba, your children come first. Charity starts at home. But he doesn't know Chochmah. It's Matzah Lefe Shachas. He saved 100,000 Jews from the time. So the only thing which you could do is pray to Hashem. How would this person pray to Hashem? There's two ways of praying to Hashem. The simple way that we all of us would pray to Hashem. That's the simple guy. I think I did something. I think I served something. I deserve at least bread for my children. Don't I deserve bread for my children? After I gave away everything. I went bankrupt for you. And I saved 100,000 Jews. Don't I deserve bread for my children? Of course he deserves. Hashem shows him oitzus. You get this, you get this, what you deserve. You deserve it. You did a good mitzvah. It's not a matter, it doesn't come with nothing. There's a second way of coming forward to say, Hashem, if I have no bread for my children, I know it. I'm not surprised. I know I don't deserve it. I ate up all my credits. Hashem, you wanted to save 100,000 Jews. No, you did it. Obviously, you saved the Jews. And you couldn't find somebody else except me that I should do the job. I became the shliach. And you took my money, my credit line. You took everything away. You gave me the schus that I should be your shliach, that through my money I should do it. I know why I don't have bread for my children. I ate up all my schusim. I emptied out all my credits with that you gave me the schia to save those Jews. So, I know I don't deserve any more bread for my children. I have no chutzpah even to ask you. Please give me matnas, give it to me for now. If somebody comes with such a matnas, Hashem, you get it from this degree. That you could so easily ask and demand, because this is difficult. Moshe Rabbeinu says, Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't want to go. So you want to save the Jews? You're saying, "Mishmach me batish lachu amai." The Jews deserve somebody better than I, and he tries not to do it. Finally, Hashem says, "You're the shliach." So Moshe Rabbeinu takes out all this. You took out all this. You gave him the Torah. You're bringing him to Eretz Yisrael. I know why I don't deserve to get him, because the fact you made him a shliach and I got a schus. I ate up all the schusim. I ate up even the schus. I have no right even to go into Eretz Yisrael. And Tzidikavak Emma left me in for nothing. For no, as a shnori left me in. Now, this exactly what the Chovis Avos says here. That the person has money and gives tzedakah, how much does they have to thank? And a person makes a favor to somebody, marries off a Yosef, marries off a fellow Jew, helps out a guy. How much is the person mechuyev to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem, you gave me this chiyah, that you feeding this person, you have to feed him through me. You have to feed him there. I mean, the person has to literally to feel, that's what Yaakovina said, I became humble, I became small, I became undeserving. Why? You gave me all the chesed that I could do with others. You gave me emes that I realized the truth, I ate up all my schusim. We have a total different attitude. We have an attitude, if I did chesed, if I know Torah, and if I'm a Baal Emes, Hashem is owing to me something. Listen, Hashem, I did you a favor. I worked so much in Emes and this and this. You owe it to me. In this world of Sheker, if you're a little Emes, you deserve to be full like anything. You're losing all your schusim. If you could be a Baal Chesed in today's time in the Sartish world, you ate up all the schusim. Why does you should have the schus to be different, that in this dark time you should see the truth, you should be a Baal Chesed? So actually we should feel, so really, the better we are, the more undeserving we are. What are you coming for, asking Hashem? You can't come and ask me, demand it's coming to me. The opposite, matnas chinam, give it to me for nothing. That's exactly what Chavos says. I think that's the obvious pshat, matnas chinam. This is the most emzdigi pshat. But forget, what is matnas? You come with something, you have something in your hand, but whatever you have in your hand, you need more than the Kodesh Baruch Hu, that you have the schus to have this in your hand. Kodesh Baruch Hu gave you the schus to accomplish this madrega, to reach it. But maskim, and the one he understands his position, Noyik b'shloishes aponim, with all the three levels of mezainus, he's conducting his life al derech hanochoina, on the right way, l'tarosa ilo elomai, to his Torah, to his spiritual life, l'olomai to his earth life. Ibitchoina on his reliance, which he has in the Kodesh Baruch Hu, v'mashiyesh v'yadar ahim, which he has in the hands of Kodesh Baruch Hu, mitarpo v'kinyonai. Everything which he has in his hand, from his own food, in his possession, is yoyser, is bitchoina v'mashiyesh v'yadar ahim, Yoyser Chozak Mubitchon Mashesh Biyodameham. Mipish Eredei Muterif Mosen Terif Kinyan. The Yigia Lachvoda Oilam Azeb and Gmul Atav La Oilam Abuk Moshneva Mizvar Eliya Ashi Shi Yoyser Hashem At Soifai. But a person, no matter how much money he has in his hand, no matter how much possession he has in his hand, he does not rely on the money, on the possession. He relies more on the Bitochon HaKodesh Baruch Hu. Not on his. Why? How come he has? So I don't know if this what I have is my. Do I know this thing which I belongs to me, or belongs I have to pass it on to somebody else? It's a very important thing when we exchange our reliance on our wealth, on the bank account, on a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Take it that way. You know, when Parnassah goes well, you have your steady flow of income, you paid off all your debts, you have enough what to live on, you give your Maaser and Chomesh, you give a certain amount into the credit, in the savings account, you're accumulating the savings, and you daven very peacefully, you learn very peacefully. It's a madrega. You're not getting intoxicated with this wealth. And you use it as a tranquility to behavior, of daily behavior with your wife, with your children, learning Torah, steigen in Yiddishkeit. It's a very beautiful thing. It's a big madrega. It's a very big madrega. But in this big madrega, there's one thing missing. That you know why you're so tranquil? Because you're relying on the money. You're relying on what you have. Some people say, I can't give away all the money because if I don't have for the rainy day, I am not calm. I must have for the savings in order to be daven good. So who are you relying on? You're relying on the money. That's Hashem gave Yishtach Hashem. You're relying on the money. He says, Hashem, give me money and I should be able to put it in the bank for a rainy day in order I should be able to come. I should be able to make a nice Shabbos. And somebody told me once, he's not alive anymore. He's a Shiit, but he loved money. I mean, today, whenever he's in Oyla Me'emes, let him be his tikkun. He said, Rebbe Zril, it's easier to have a chila shmaim or to say kiddush, we have $10,000 laying in the bank, then we don't have nothing. Mach toch besser kiddush, he says. Mach toch, you could say better kiddush. You know, the Kabbalah Shabbos, you could say a chila shmaim to be made. When you have $10,000 in the bank, it doesn't have. He loved very much money. It was very interesting. He was lived very impoverished in his youth, a Polish Jew. He struggled all his life, and he had a little money. He was very skimp on everybody. He was a very big Jew, a Chassidish Jew, in a big struggles, but not in money. And I used to kibitz around with him. I used to give it to him. He was an old Jew. Many things I learned from him, but this thing I couldn't stand in it. And I used to say, Flachtus, don't hack a Chinese, says to me. He used to call me, he didn't live in America, 3 o'clock in the morning about some investment. 3 o'clock, he used to wake me up about some investment. He waking me up 3 o'clock in the morning, but this is business, he said. He was very interesting Jew, he was dead sick already, almost before dying, was never. But his money, what does it mean? That's exactly what the Chavis tries to take out. When a person has a good Shabbos, because his money in his bank account, it's a terrible thing. The money is competing with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. The money is competing with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And I said the opposite. It's a lichter to be a Baal B'tochen and a Kodesh Baruch Hu when you don't have the money. It's a lichter to say Shabbos, and they used to be unbelievable. Now I'm reminding myself of unbelievable things. This particular person was a big Einikov, from a Koshin Se Einikov. And he had a cousin. And I think of the guys from Reb Aaron Koshnitz, I think he was in Varsha. He was a very hidden Jew. Very hidden Jew, was a very wise person. They say he was a big Baal Moises, he was a Tzadik Nifter. He used to have a whole home, he used all the hangout people, all the bumps, all the Shababnikas, used to play chess with them, keep them in the house, used to feed them. He made Baal Tshuvas like that. He used to have a whole hangout in his house, in his attic. And people used to go, he stopped the bus in the middle of the tramway, bust the tramway, and says, hey, you, come down. Was never chal for 4 years, a lost Jew. He made him about Shuba. He was an interesting guy. And his behavior was, I'm now reminding myself of this connection. His minhag was that every Friday when he used to go to mikveh, he used to throw out the money, everything which he had in his pocket from the week left over, he used to throw them out. And he came up with a mikveh penny. When he went to the mikveh, he became penniless. He entered the Shabbos totally penniless. Like a new cycle. Like you're going to die. Like it's nothing. And the poor people knew already that this Rebudelev, when he goes to the mikveh, throwing money. Anything which he has, used to clap, still clap. Used to throw out the money, and they used to go after him, used to pick up the money. That was his mina. Now, what was the... You could say many pshotem, he threw money, people should take, they know who gets. But that's not... His thing was, he wanted to say, V'chil Shmai V'oretz V'chol Tzuvam, make Shabbos, V'oretz V'chol, I have Shabbos because I have you. It's not $10. The Tzanzara was even bigger. Tzanzarov never went to sleep when he had money in his house. Never went to sleep when he had money in his house. Because I'm sleeping on you. I'm not sleeping on my $10. So you could sleep when you have money in the savings account. You know, you sleep when you have money prepared for tomorrow to pay you mortgage. You're sleeping well. He did the opposite. He never kept money overnight. It's a known thing. It's a famous story that once Tzanzarov couldn't fall asleep. After, imagine how much he slept in 2 hours a night. After all avoided, all again, couldn't fall asleep. So he said, Rebbe, since that made the Dikas come, to find something in some place, somebody hide some slot, few slots for tomorrow. He took out the money, he shut some poor man in, he gave it away, immediately he fell asleep. He wanted to sleep. Kushbach was his pillow. Kushbach is his pillow. Not money, nothing, no. Baruch Hashem. I prepared. Some people like to prepare in order to eat well, to have a good Shabbos, to have a good vacation, to sleep well. He's competing with the Kodesh Baruch. So we are not in a madriga that we should throw out the money before Shabbos. No way. But No way. We shouldn't be. But when we have, but when we have no money, when we have no money and the bank account is zero on the debt, they said, "Baruch Hashem, Rav Moshe, I have you. I'm making Shabbos with you." At least that much. Rakush Baruch says, "I'm not making you rely on anything else except the Rakush Baruch." So now, this is Mama Shem, said this beautiful. The one who's understanding why Kodesh Baruch Hu gave money, he understands the right to the Taros of Eloma. He knows how to use it, how you use his bitochon for his Torah. But bitochonai, what is his bitochon? What is he relying on? Mashi yesh biyad Elohim, which Kodesh Baruch Hu is in the hands of Kodesh Baruch Hu mitarpoi. All his panos, all his possession is what? Yesh biyad Elohim, it's in the hands of Hashem. Because what he ever has in Hashem is Yoyser Chozok. The fact that Hashem behind him is much more stronger to tranquil him, the bitchoinoi, that he's relying on Hashem be other man. He has money in his hands and he's not relying on him. But he's relying on Hashem. Why? Because he doesn't know the money might belong to me or not. More than this. Not the father means any of them because he doesn't even tariff more. So on a tariff king, he doesn't just, this money it belongs to him for the food or for others. And therefore he's relying on Hashem. The Yichgiyah, through this type of bitochen, he will reach Lechod HaOlam HaZeh, but Gemil HaTov HaOlamo, he gets covered in HaOlam HaZeh too, because he gets peaceful live in this HaOlam HaZeh, he's going to get also Gemil HaTov HaOlam HaBo, he's also going to get to the great reward HaOlam HaKumo Shenebel B'Mizmah, like he says, Hallelujah, Ashrei Yishu Hashem, the whole Mizmah goes on and thinks totally, totally only relying on HaKadosh Baruch Hu and nobody else. No, that doesn't go on this one. Lelechem levad yichem v'kel moitzet Hashem goes, when you eat bread, and the bread is energizing you, okay? See, the vitamin in the bread is energizing you, is the physical nature thing in the bread. Lo lechem levad, not, of course you have to eat meat, protein, starch, or everything has its things. But if lo lechem deriyah kodesetiv shah, lo lechem levad yichem odam, you don't live on bread. The energy is not the bread. Rather, what Hashem had expressed, and through the expression of Hashem, the bread came into existence. That's Yichud. This is Mechai the man. What is the energy in the bread which is feeding the man? Is the energy in the bread is how the bread came into existence? Because Bochum says a Mamer, Yomakim Toitzu Oret 8:3 Oisafree. The Mamer Elokim, which created the bread, that Mamer Elokim is the vitamin in the bread which is feeding you. Because you have to know, food is not only feeding the biological, physical body, it's also feeding the neshama, feeding the spirit and the intellect too. But what chakras does it have? The answer is, because Vesorim Amoros Nivra Oyrim, because Bochum created the world with 10 sayings, and through 10 sayings, things became into existence, and the Vav Hashem B'Shemayim Na'asim, the Ma'amar Hashem Shemayim, everything has been created to the Ma'amar, to the saying of Hashem, and this Ma'amar is in this food. So when you eat the food, you're not consuming food, you're consuming the food plus the Ma'amar Hashem in it. So the physical part of the food feeds your physical part of your energy, and the physical part of your body. And the Moitza Pi Hashem, what Hashem had expressed, that this food should come into existence, that feeds you in the Shomer and your Seichel. That's what it says, Kiloy Lechem Levada Yichel, not on the physical, natural bread alone is the person living on. It's true, it feeds your body. The physical bread feeds your physical body. But the Moitza Pi Hashem, which is in the bread, the expression of the mouth of Hashem, which made the man think, is Yichi Odom, is Mechai, the person, the spiritual part of the person. Therefore, Jews are not supposed to be vegetarians, by the way. They're not supposed to be vegetarians, unless there is reasons. Health reasons, for some specific reasons, or whatever, any other reason. But the right thing is to eat chicken, and to eat meat if it's kosher good enough, and to drink wine, and to take all the things, therefore we have to make Kiddush on wine, we have to make all the things. Hashem compels us to be participating in using all the availabilities in this world in a proper way, in the proper time, because we have to energize our neshama with the Moitza Pi Hashem, which is our contained in these possessions.
מגוון שיעורי כל הלשון נמסרים על ידי מגידי שיעורים ורבנים המשקיעים מזמנם וכוחם ללמד לרבים. אם ברצונכם וביכולתכם לסייע ולתמוך במגידי השיעורים ובמוסדות התורה שבאחריותם, תוכלו ליצור קשר ישיר עם הרבנים. לקבלת פרטי מגידי השיעורים ניתן לפנות למשרדי כל הלשון בטלפון 02-581-7000. 6622 או בכתובת דואר אלקטרוני lstrudel@kohl.com.